Hey there, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner, your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're a minimalist couple driven by intentional living and adventure.
Burned out from 24/7 grind of running our business, we traded the hustle and bustle for something more meaningful.
We parted ways with most of our belongings and moved to the coast.
Listen along as we chat about life's challenges, share inspiring stories, and help you live with more intention and less physical and mental clutter.
Each episode is a step toward doing and being just a little bit better for ourselves and the world around us.
Life's an adventure after all. Join us for the ride.
It's the Arner Adventures podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Shannon.
We're back with episode 122 of the Arner Adventures podcast.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. Well, it was yesterday, but if you're listening to this, the day this episode rolls out, April 23rd, Earth Day this year was April 22nd. But hey, we hope that you celebrate Earth Day every day.
Yeah, since Earth Day is this month, we have been talking a lot about sustainability.
In fact, our five-week series ends with this episode. Womp, womp. This is the final R in our five R's of sustainability. This week, we are talking about recycle.
Yeah, I'm a little sad to see this series end, but you don't have to let it end, folks. You can just keep listening to episodes 118 through 122 anytime you want. You just put them on loop to get a refresher of the five R's and how you can implement easy ways to be more sustainable.
That's right. Be sure you hang out until the end of this episode where we're going to share an exciting way for you to win a gift card from Earth Easy. Earth Easy provides solutions for sustainable living in the form of eco-friendly products like our raised bed gardens, which we are loving right now. We're just replenishing different thing, plants, vegetables, seeds in it just about every day. We love it.
Yeah, they have been a godsend.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable to sit on too if yeah. You want a little break. Before we get to this week's R's, let's review the five R's: refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle.
In case you were wondering, there is a reason that they are in this order. We want recycling to be the last option. So being mindful to refuse an item, reduce consumption, reuse and repurpose items is a great way to keep things out of the landfill and from needing to be recycled.
That's right. Yeah. But last, we do want you to consider recycling because a lot of things can be recycled.
We're going to share with you some helpful tips for implementing your own recycling practice if you don't have one. But with our general discussion here, always check with your local town or city officials to find exactly what is allowed to be recycled. Some areas aren't going to take certain things, but we're going to tell you how to handle those situations.
Yeah, that's right. Ready to get started?
Let's get started. So how to create a system for your recycling practice. So we're going to kind of tell you what we do and some good rules of thumb,
I think. Yeah.
Well, you want to make it look as easy as possible. Just like anything else, if you don't make it easy and simple, you're probably not going to stick to it. So let's start by assuming that your town or city has a recycle bin outside. Obviously, you take the items to the recycle bin and probably put it out to the street, or maybe there's like a recycling dumpster in your subdivision or your condo, whatever it is. But you're having to walk out and do it. So if you're like in an apartment or there isn't a bin that you have outdoors, either way, neither of these things are easy. I mean, we have a bin that we roll out to the street that's picked up, but it's not hard, right? But it's not simple. So consider having an indoor bin. Now, before you start freaking out about, oh my God, I'm going to have this bin inside with all this stuff, it can be like a trash can, like that has a top, like your trash can. You have a trash can inside and you're probably not freaking out about that, right? So if you have one that's only for recycling, then it's just easy. When you go put the trash out, you throw whatever needs to be recycled in the recycling. That's what we do. We have one bin for trash and one that is for recycle.
Yeah, that's right. Just be sure to rinse your items out. Not only do many recycling centers not accept soiled items, but if you don't want the stuff sitting in your house all dirty, right?
Right. You can use a bag if you want or a Rubbermaid container to throw your recycling in. And yeah, like Jerry said, rinse your items out and You can keep a lid on it if you want. You can do whatever you want to, whatever works for you. Just have something that you are just putting your recycling stuff into. And then when it fills or whenever it's convenient for you, then go take it and put it in whatever outdoor situation you have. You know, a lot of people, they think of candles only in like the autumn, the winter time, but around the Arner household, we have candles burning 365.
Oh, you know it, girl. Soy candles, that is. We only burn Southern Oak Artisan candles in our little bungalow. They are 100% natural soy candles, and that they not only enhance the aesthetics of our space, but they also prioritize your health.
Yep. These candles are made with non-toxic ingredients, ensuring a safe and enjoyable breathing experience with scents like, oh, my favorite, lime. No, gosh, I have so many favorites. Lime but no salt. They have a Mayberries candle. So perfect for North Carolina-based business.
Yeah.
It's strawberry guava scented. Oh, my gosh. It's really difficult to find a favorite, but we do like trying.
Yeah, that's right. And what's even better is that Southern Oak Artisan's 100% natural soy candles are handmade right here in our home state of North Carolina. But don't worry if you're not local. They ship all across the U.S.
That's right. So why don't you give Southern Oak Artisan soy candles a try? Head over to arneradventures.com/Southern Oak Artisan, where you can grab our exclusive discount code and our link and save on your soy candle purchase.
That's arneradventures.com/Southern Oak Artisan. Check the show notes for easy access.
It's time to elevate your space with the essence of summer. And now let's dive back into the show.
Yeah. Now let's talk about some things you may not know you can recycle.
Yeah. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, I'll do this. Everybody, I think when you think of recycling, you think of water bottles, cans or glass. But here's a list of things that you probably didn't know you could recycle. And this is going to come in handy. We're going to tell you about them. Toilet paper rolls. I think I have recycled them. I didn't really know if I was doing right or not. Now I officially know that,
yes,
I can recycle this.
Yes.
Tin foil. Plastic toiletry bottles like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, lotion. Wrapping paper. Birthday cards. Plastic food trays. Condiment bottles, you know, like ketchup or mustard or ranch dressing or any dressing, laundry detergent bottles, plastic bags. And you know how those pile up? Take them to the grocery store if you have them. I think a lot of grocery stores have the bin outside where you can put your plastic bags back in.
They do. We really can't stand them. It's like, it's one of those things that too, especially here in a beach town, it's just crazy to me that our grocery stores like still have those. But if there's a windy day, there will be plastic bags all over the town. Like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I always pick them up because I'm thinking, oh, it's going to get in the ocean and some creature is going to eat it and it's going to die. And and it's true. It happens that way.
It does.
So if you do use plastic bags or you get them, put them together and then take them to your local grocery store and they have a recycle. Most of them have a recycle situation there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most of them around here do. And I'm sure they do in your area too.
The most common questions about what can be recycled that cannot, or maybe there's like a situation that's kind of a surprise, like a myth. The first thing is potato chip bags. So in the U.S., our snack bags are usually made of a mix of plastic, foil, paper, that's been laminated together. So most of ours cannot be recycled. I would just read the side of the bag. If it can be, it will tell you this can be recycled. Another thing is prescription bottles. So most of them cannot. You can check with your local recycling center. They're small, so they like fall through the machines. But I've heard that some areas are doing it now that may have like a newer system. But listen, these are really great to reuse. So put your seeds in them, loose jewelry to travel with, earbuds. There's just a ton of options when it comes to that.
Yeah, another one is plastic bottle caps. Plastic bottles are, of course, often recyclable, but the caps are sometimes made from a different type of plastic and they should be separated before recycling. I've done that for a long time.
And you have, and I didn't know that for the longest and didn't know why you were doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Styrofoam. So here's the thing about styrofoam. It's also expanded polystyrene foam. It's often perceived as unrecyclable due to its lightweight and bulky nature, and also just that it's like a chemical, right? But some facilities do accept clean and dry styrofoam for recycling, specifically to reuse as other styrofoam items. So you have to look into that for yourself, for your own area. But at the end of the day, kind of like plastic bags, just refuse it. And that way you don't have to worry about it anyway. But if you have it, do check with your local recycling facility to see if it's something that they do take.
Yeah. And here's another one. Batteries. They contain hazardous materials and shouldn't be thrown into the regular recycle bin. However, many retailers and electronics stores offer battery recycling programs to ensure proper disposal and recycling of these items.
Yeah, they definitely do. And we did a blog about this one time. Like, our local Staples, like the office Staples place, has something like that. But there could be places that are closer to you or different in your neighborhood. So you can just check, you know, for what's available. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, again, check with your local recycling do's and don'ts. Sometimes there's places that don't offer recycling at all. Like when I visit my parents, they don't even have recycling that picks up at their house or that is offered to them. So they have their items they put in a separate trash can. And then like once a week or whenever they're getting out, they take it to one of those, what do you call it? Like a disposal center or something, and they drop it off themselves.
Yeah.
So you just need to know what's available in your area and also what the laws are. So, you know, we moved here from Raleigh, and in Raleigh now, I heard if you have items in the recycling or vice versa in the trash that cannot be recycled or that can be recycled, you could be fined.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just trying to get people to recycle more and to do the right thing. But
yeah.
You know, if you can and collect it inside your home, drive it to a recycling facility, just do it. It's better than not recycling.
Yeah. And speaking of when others don't recycle, how do you handle that?
Yeah. If you're somewhere that doesn't offer it, we're going to walk through some ways and to handle situations like that.
Yeah. Okay. If it is somebody you know, or maybe a workplace or business, which I think that's pretty typical, especially around here.
Yeah.
Gently have a conversation about the importance of recycling.
Yeah. I remember working for a corporate office near here once, and the amount of paper they were going through was just crazy to me. And I was like, why don't we have a recycling situation? We're going through a lot of paper. And they explained that a lot of the paper was like confidential information. And so through that conversation, they did have a shredding, the little bins that you throw the items in to be shredded. But through that conversation, they were just like, finally said, well, and the things that it's just too much to worry about. So I made these boxes that said recycle. And I went to all the shredding bins and put beside it. And you know what? At the end of the week, or maybe every 2 weeks, I was carrying those things home and I was recycling them because they didn't. But it made me feel better because there was so much paper that was being just thrown away and could have been recycled.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Businesses, schools especially, have such a large impact on their waste. If they recycle, it could have a big reduction in their carbon footprint. But let's just say you're somewhere and it's not an option, or it's just out of the question. Just take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no recycling where you are, take the items with you and recycle them there.
I have been to people's homes where they don't even have like recycling in their house, and we have a gentle discussion about it. And then I take my stuff with me. If it's something that I know I can recycle, I always try to take glass or bottles with me if there isn't a recycle bin when I'm out. And I've brought home, like I said, bags of items when I'm staying with someone who doesn't offer recycling or doesn't have it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, enough about that. So we can move on to my favorite topic, composting. We wanted to bring up composting because it is a way of recycling, and you can use your food waste items to break down in a positive way.
Yeah. There's a misconception that if you throw your food into the trash that, oh, it's just going to break down the landfill anyway. But here's the thing. When food items go to the landfill, it produces methane, which is harmful greenhouse gas.
Yeah, if you compost your food separately, your food is going back into the earth. If you have questions about composting, we have a link in the show notes for you that'll help. It's super easy, so great for you, the environment, your plants, or your garden.
Yeah, and we could dive into all the ways and all of the items in your house, like that you could recycle and all these things, but every situation is so different. At the end of the day, everybody has items that they can compost. So definitely do think about that. But just know that if you just try to do better and be better and implement some of the small things, it's so wonderful for the environment.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, there you have it, folks. We hope that this 5-week series helps you to foster a more sustainable way of living. From saying no to unnecessary items to creatively repurposing and responsibly recycling, each R has empowered us to make meaningful changes in our daily lives.
And as we say goodbye to the series, let's carry forward the lessons learned and continue to embrace the ethos of sustainability in all that we do all day long.
Yeah, that's right. Together, we'll strive to create a brighter, greener future for generations to come, one conscious choice at a time.
Well, this is a reminder that this month, again, if you have not listened to the other episodes, that we've partnered with Earth Easy, the sustainable brand where we got our raised garden beds from. They offer a ton of other options for your yard, your home. If you are somebody interested in living off the grid, they have all kinds of things, resources on how to live a simpler, less material lifestyle.
Yes. And if you join our 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge, not only is it an easy way for you to be mindful about getting outside more, but it enters you into a giveaway to win $100 gift cards from Earth Easy. To enter the giveaway, you just need to join the challenge. Head to honoradventures.com/get-outdoors to join. The link is also in the show notes.
Like implementing the 5 R's of sustainability, it is so simple. And we hope to see you outside very soon.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today, or any episode, our guests, or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star reviewer rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at honoradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Al Wiedersehen.
Dos Vidiniana.